Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. How do you find inspiration? Well, obviously, Tuscany is helping right now. Denise and I are on vacation, part of our summer vacation, and stopping over here, and it's just stunningly gorgeous. But it's a really good topic because, you know, you guys see it all the time, all the content I produce, the podcasts, the you know, six different books, the 20 plus online courses. Like, how do you do all that? Well, you have to learn to like set up your life for inspiration. Inspiration is not something that hopefully will happen one day and you come up with the greatest idea of your life. You have to consistently put things into your life to generate that level of creativity and inspiration that happens on an ongoing basis, that gives you ongoing breakthroughs. And that's the way I think about it. You know, on this trip, let me share four things that we really think about to get inspired. Yeah. number one thing that I think of with inspiration is adventure. Because what we often think about is, oh, I'll just be inspired by, you know, picking up social media and I'll scroll through things and that will help me become more inspired. I'm like, no, that will help you become distracted or become someone who mimics other people. Instead, I think one way to really get inspiration in your life is to break your pattern of routine and do something that is adventurous. So Denise and I, this morning, we went on a big hot air balloon ride, which was spectacular. Yesterday, we did something more simple. We took a long bike ride, but, you know, kind of adventurous, I would say, here in Tuscany. But we're always trying to figure out, like, what's something that we can do physically to activate our brain, our body, our breath, our movement? Because from that, it opens up your brain, opens up new ideas and thoughts. So one, begin with some type of adventure. Like, have you scheduled any adventurous things in your life over the next 6-7 months? And if you haven't, then you can't be surprised that you're not having better breakthroughs. Number two, I would say to draw inspiration, revisit and learn about history. You know, these places that we're seeing in Tuscany are, you know, 700 years old, 1,000 years old, which is pretty epic, right? And if you think about that, a big piece of learning of life is visiting history. When we were in Florence, we checked out all this amazing locations that, you know, from where Michelangelo and Leonardo and some of the great artists and, you know, really standard bearers of culture emerged from, and we learned so much. I just felt like we were constantly learning on that and seeing all this artistry from history. Like, art history especially is really inspiring to me, and I got all these new ideas of things that I want to create or do based off of that. So I think studying history, I've just also finished another book of the week, and I studied 4 U.S. presidents and how they handled conflict and challenge in really times of crisis. And learning from history has always been something that inspired me to want to be a better artist, but also a better creator and a better leader. Number three is people. People should inspire you. And I'm thinking about that because we're in the vineyard right now, and I was thinking how yesterday, was it? Yeah, we did this cooking class, right, with this amazing chef who was so passionate and enthusiastic about Italian cooking. And I'm somebody, as you know, I don't know much about cooking. I think it was my first Italian cooking class. It was amazing. I know nothing about that. It was so inspiring. Afterwards, I said to my wife, I was like, you know what? I loved that. I loved learning from this guy and hearing about him. He was funny. He was a great chef. And I, even though I'm not a cook, I was inspired to cook. And I think about how critical it is to be around new people with different skill sets than you that help you access different areas of inspiration for yourself. I mean, not just in terms of cooking. It just, the way he was teaching made me think about how I teach. The way he prepared things made me think about excellence in preparing things in my own life. And I just think it's so huge for you to get around people who are great and passionate at what they do as much as you possibly can, because you're going to find inspiration there. I know that sounds so basic, but think about how often you hang out with the same 4 or 5 people. You know, you see your family members, you hang out with a couple people, and the unfortunate reality is many people live in a tiny little bubble. And because they live in a tiny little bubble, their thoughts are a tiny little thought bubble. And they're never really breaking the boundaries of their own thinking. They're never accessing higher levels of reasoning because they have no perspective. So get around more people, hang out more with new people who have great skill sets where you can be inspired by both their mastery, their enthusiasm, and their own field of interest. Last big idea for you, for inspiration, is journaling. It doesn't sound as sexy as adventure or history and art or hang out with amazing people, but the truth is, you need to give yourself some time to hang out with yourself
and actually think about what you want in life. Because isn't it true, you often go on vacation, you see amazing places, and you're like, oh, I'm inspired, or you sit by the pool, or you sit out, you know, somewhere just having a picnic, or maybe you're at the coffee shop with your journal, and you just write about life. And, you know, I've got my hat on here, Live, Love, Matter. And I think, you know, of how that simple sort of lessons from my car accident, whatever it was, 23 years ago, inspired this whole life that I have. Because after my accident, I sat down, I journaled what I wanted to learn from that experience of my car accident. I wanted to learn to live. I wanted to learn to love more. I wanted to learn to make a difference. And that really came from journaling and just writing about what you want life to be about. What do you want life to be about? The more consistently you journal and you write, what do you want life to be about? I promise you, my friend, I promise you, you will start feeling more inspired way more often. But you got to do the work. You know, all these things. Planning adventure, you got to do that work. Learning about art and learning about history, got to do the work. I mean, getting yourself around people who are inspiring, enthusiastic, you got to travel those events, do those things. And finally, journal every single day about what you really want of life, what your thoughts are, what your feelings and needs and desires and observations are about life. Because the more you write and observe about life, the more you're inspired.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show
here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.